Now, the FBI is investigating reports that hackers have carried out a series of cyber attacks on US media outlets, including the New York Times. Detectives are investigating suspected links between the hackers and Russian intelligence agencies. Well, Fevzi Turkalp is a technology journalist. Fevzi, what do we know about this hack?
So, not a lot is known. The FBI believe that individual reporters at the New York Times and possibly elsewhere have been targeted. So rather than the main servers and computers of the publication, it's thought that the individual reporters and the laptop computers that they use may have been the target. And that's often the Achilles heel of a large organization, because all it takes is for one individual to fall victim to what's called a spear phishing attack.
And why is the finger pointing at Russian intelligence agencies?
That's a good question. Often, the internet is a network where when one sort of crawls across it, one leaves footprints. And in non-technological terms, what they've done is trace those footprints back, and it appears that they originate in internet addresses that are known or to be thought to be associated with Russian intelligence.
And do we know what the motive for that is, or does Russian intelligence kind of routinely do that kind of thing?
I think that they do. I think all intelligence organisations in countries do. This is part of their remit. We can only speculate as to what the Russians would be doing in journalists' computers. The speculation might be related to the fact that hackers were known to have breached the Democratic National Committee computers earlier, and where they made those public, those embarrassing emails that showed that Hillary Clinton was favoured over Bernie Sanders. It may be that the Russians are trying to gain intelligence on the candidates and what the media know about them. It may even be that they're trying to influence the outcome.
Most big organisations do have, quite a few layers of security in place. But as you say, the sort of soft underbelly is people's personal computers they might be working on. What do you think needs to change here?
It's very difficult with spear phishing attacks. So these are not the general attacks where literally millions of emails are sent out trying to get people to click on a link, and it's a very generic email. With a spear phishing attack, individuals are identified by the hackers. They are researched. They find out things about who they know, who they correspond with. And then they will typically send an email which is designed to establish the trust of the victim. So they will, for example, spoof the email address. That's to say, they will make the email that they send appear to come from someone that they know, trust, and correspond with regularly. The contents of it won't have those traditional spelling mistakes and so forth. It will be believable. And what they'll try and get them to do is either share some information or click on a link, which could then allow malware to be installed on their computers and information to be stolen. So people need to be, first of all, they need to have security awareness training. They need to be aware of how these attack vectors work. They need to do that. And then they need to have the good levels of security. They need to use things like password managers. They need to use things like second factor authentication. So even a password on its own, if a hacker gets a password, it's not enough, because there has to be, let's say, a physical dongle plugged in or a text sent to your mobile phone that you then have to key the code from. So by having this second factor, this second layer, these sorts of attacks can be rendered harmless.
Fevzi Turkalp, thank you very much.